Today I'm going to show you a few examples on a computer of the algorithms we have seen in the last weeks. So in particular, particularly the Frank-Wolf algorithm and the projected gradient algorithms. Okay? I'll show you the algorithm some very simple examples. I try to point out some peculiarities, some characteristics of the algorithms. And then in the second part of the lecture, I'll show you an application on network traffic problems. So, first example, really easy function of two variables, which is simply here it is, x1 squared plus 5 times x2 squared. Okay? It means strictly convex quadratic function, so one of the best situations. And I want to find out the minima over the box. And the box is... where is the box? Here it is. Goes from 1/2 to 5/2 for the first variable and minus 3/2 for the second variable. So this is a box, a rectangle. Okay. (0, 0), which is the unconstrained minimum point of this function, which is pretty obvious because this function is always greater or equal than 0, and 0, if x1 and x2 are 0, is outside the feasible region. Okay? And if you check it, it is also the only point at which the gradient vanishes, because the gradient is exactly the vector components are 2 times x1 and 10 times x2. Okay? So, this is the zero vector even only if x1 and x2 are 0. Okay? So this is one of the many situations in which... And level curves will be done this way. Okay? And we want to find the minimum of the function here. So, first algorithm, the Frank-Wolf algorithm. Okay, I'll show you directly running it. I will review it a little bit. No, thank you. Okay, it asked me to start from some point. We need a feasible point here, it's not difficult. Let's take, for instance, x0 to be the vector 2, 1, okay, which is inside. So I take 2, 1. Here we are. So, this is the feasible region. Once again, notice that the scale on the x and y axis are different. Okay? This is 1/2 here, and this is 1/2 here. Okay? This is unit length, and this is unit length. Okay? So, actually here in the picture, this
This side seems larger than this, but it is than the other, but it is actually the opposite. Okay?
Different scales on that.
So this is the feasible region, and these are the level curves of the objective function. Okay? So, and here is the unconstrained minimum point. So where's the minimum? Roughly. Okay? As these level curves are going this way, the value of the function on a level curve is always the same, and as you are doing this faster, the value is increasing. Okay? So you should check for which one is less and if something is in this area. Okay? So, but we wish to apply the Frank-Wolf method for starting from point 2-1. So what does the Frank algorithm do? It takes the gradient. It takes the gradient of f at the current point, okay, and minimizes this quantity, the scalar product of this gradient, for x, over capital X, over the box. Okay? Notice that in our case, the box is a polyhedron, so this is a linear programming problem. Okay? So, you have learned during your undergraduate studies how to solve this in the operational research course. You find the minimum here, okay? That will be this x bar 1 point, and then you will do some length search along this direction, okay, to move away from x zero in this direction. A length search with their ratio proceeded. So here you compute the gradient. The gradient will be something like this, okay, and the minimum, so I would say the gradient is something minus, the gradient is something like this. Is something like this. Goes up. So where do you get the minimum value? Since you are minimizing a linear function, okay, the function, this is the gradient of the function at every point, because it's linear, is this vector here. Okay? All these lines are the level curves, in this case are lines. Okay? And the value of the function decreases as you move in the opposite direction with respect to the gradient. Okay? So you will end up here, okay, in a vertex of the box, which is something you have to have, because when you are solving a linear program, you know that at least one optimal solution lies in a vertex. Okay? And indeed, the simplex algorithm is based on this property that you can limit, you can just somehow consider all the vertices, and the best one, the one that gives the best value, is an optimal solution. Clearly, the simplex algorithm does a smart exploration of vertices. Okay? So, this will be, if this is x0, this will be x1 bar. So, let's see if that happens. Yeah, so that this outline, this segment for t between 0 and 1, okay, goes from x0 to x1. Okay? So I want to move along this direction, and I will choose the step sideways with the Hermitian procedure. Okay? I start with the unit step, and then I divide it, but I bisect it until I find a point which satisfies the Hermitian condition. If I do this here, I will get this point. Okay. I think this is this problem. This is with t equal 1/2. Okay. And this is the new point, x1. And now I iterate. I compute the gradient in this point. I solve the linear problem. And I move along. And I move along this direction, starting from x. Okay? So, the gradient here will be something like this. So, the optimal solution of the linear problem will be gradient is this. These are the level lines. So you will end up here. This is the minimum point. Okay? It's another vertex. So you will move along this line with a step satisfying the Hermitian, with a step size satisfying the Hermitian condition, and you end up here. Okay? And now you have a new point and you iterate. Okay? Starting from here, the gradient will be something like this. Where will you end up when you solve the linear problem? Okay? If you move in this way, you will end up once again here. So now you will make a step along this line, along this direction. And indeed it's what happens, and you get that point. And then the algorithm goes on. Okay? So, what do you notice? Yeah, it's almost making shorter and shorter steps, which wouldn't be much of a trouble. At one iteration, it identifies this as the solution of the linear program, and at the next one, it finds out the other one, and it alternates between the two. Okay? So once again, you're moving in this direction, and the other you're moving upwards. Okay? And the steps are shorter and shorter and really very shorter. Okay? Now, on the picture, we cannot even appreciate meaningfully the difference between two successive steps. Okay? And it will be going on this way. What's the reason for this behavior? Linear program. A solution lies in the vertex. In a vertex, okay? Well, our polyhedron has four vertices, okay? Two of them are really not interesting for us, because here the function has big values, okay? So, your step at one direction points towards a vertex. So the possibilities are just two. Okay? I cannot try to move, now I'm here, I would like to move this way. Okay? Because we know the optimal solution is here. But since this is a linear program, okay, you identify the direction moving towards a vertex. And here you have just two. Okay? Not much different if you were having a third here and a fourth here, or something like this. Okay? So, the possibilities are not many. Okay? So, this is some constraint the method has, some limitation. you don't move along too many directions. Okay, all these directions clearly are different from each other, but they all go towards the same vertex. Okay, and it's going on and it's going on. Okay, now I stop it. And we made 90 iterations, 89 actually. I think that it stops after 2,000 iterations or something like that. When do I stop? Well, we know that the optimal value of our linear program, okay, has to be zero at an optimal solution. Okay? So I stop when the optimal value is approximately zero. It's always negative, so I stop, for instance, when it is less or equal than minus 0.001, for instance. Okay? Well,
if we do it once again, starting from 2,0, you start from here, it finds this direction, and the algorithm stops immediately finding the optimal solution. Okay, I don't know why it takes two iterations, it's actually just one, probably I'm counting also x0, okay, as the first starting point table. Oh yeah, it doesn't accept zero, I think it does not accept zero as an index for a vector, okay? So one iteration. The point is here is that the gradient, I've been lucky because the gradient goes in this direction. Okay? So this is one of the rare cases in which all of them are optimal solutions. Okay? Luckily, I picked up this one. Okay? So I moved along this line which leads to the optimal solution. But I could have chosen another one, okay, and I would have felt, I would have gone back into the previous situation because this would have been the direction, I would have moved something here, okay, and I would have started repeating the same behavior as in the previous run of the algorithm. Okay, so this is an extremely lucky situation when the entire frontier is optimal. So this is probably the most frightening limitation of the Frank-Wolf method. Okay? When you run it over polyhedra, so when your usable region is a polyhedra, the choice of direction is limited. Okay. Indeed, you can prove that the algorithm is actually very, very slow. Okay, converts very, very slow, less than linearly. Okay, so sublinear convergent. As the number of vertices of the polyhedron grows, it starts to behave better. Okay. Somehow it's one of the few algorithms in which if you are dealing with something which is not a polyhedron but has some curvature, okay, you are doing better. Okay. And indeed there are some results which show that in this kind of situation with a positive curvature, the algorithms behave better. This is not, does not converge linearly, this converges linearly. Okay? It's, there are some geometry beyond that. So, rather than bothering with theoretical top results, I'll show you an example. Okay? We will minimize the same function. Okay?
But rather than picking this rectangle,
I will pick, so the center of the rectangle is here. Okay? I'm going to pick the ellipse, which has this center, okay, and is the largest one included in this rectangle. So it's this one. Okay? So if I draw you a picture, rather than picking the rectangle, I'm taking its center and considering this X, capital X. Okay? If you want a formulation, mathematical formulation, this is the set of points in R2 such that I made the computation 9 times x1 minus, which is this?
Yeah.
Minus 3 half plus 4 times x2 squared is less or equal than 9. Okay?
This describes this ellipse.
Okay, so I show you the behavior. So let's start exactly from the same point where we started in the very first example. 2-1. Okay? So now this is the ellipse. This would have been the rectangle. We start exactly from the same point we started before. Okay? Once again, the solution is here. Okay? Didn't change.
I mean, we have kept the best solution we had before, and we have just taken off some of the others. Okay? So it keeps being the optimal solution. It was on a larger set. Now, since it's feasible also for the smaller one, it is still the best.
Okay? Let's see what the algorithm does. Okay? Well, when you minimize this linear function, here what you get is this point. Okay? So you're moving along this line with, let's say, an Hermitian step. And you end up here. Now the gradient will be done this somehow this way, okay? So you will move, okay, this is actually done this way, you will move along this line. And you end up there, okay? And once again, the gradient will be something like this, so you will move downwards here. Oh, sorry, and the algorithm goes on.
When did this...
It stopped? Yeah, it stopped because in 7 iterations it did find the optimal solution. Okay? So you see, the other algorithms was running 19 iterations and was not even close, it was around here. Okay? And this made it just with 7. Clearly there is some dependence on the starting point, because if instead of 2-1 I take 2, let's say 0.7, the behavior will be a bit different. Okay. But generally, and you can prove it, if your feasible region has some curvature, Frank-Wolf algorithms behave better. Why? Because here, there's more freedom in the direction. Okay? When you had the box, you only had those two possibilities. Here, whenever you make a small change in the considered point, you may end up in a reasonably different point on the border. Okay, when we measure the linear sums.
Okay, it did some more iteration, but it's, however, it stopped after 15 iterations. Okay. So, do you have any question? Any doubt? Something unclear about Frankfurt? Frank Wolf algorithms has been very popular for a long time, particularly among engineering, because it's easy, it's easy to code, okay? It generally relies on linear programming. Many of the engineering applications have linear constraints. And I'll show you one application after the break, and you will see that it runs pretty well on that example. The thing is that, for instance, in traffic problems over networks, the distribution of traffic over networks, yes, you are having linear constraints, but there are many vertices. Okay? So, I mean, if you have a polyhedron, but it starts to get some sort of curvature, okay, the performance of the algorithm is generally better.
Okay, now I will show you another couple of examples on the gradient. On the projected gradient method. First, let's apply it to the same problem we started from, this one. Okay? So we want to minimize the strictly convex quadratic function over the box we had before. The same exact example. If you remember it well, the algorithm is, there are two algorithms. One of them is telling you, I'm in a point, I make a step of a gradient method, okay, with some step size, which doesn't matter. If I get outside the physical region, I project on the physical region. So this is the projection, which you know is an optimization problem too. And you compute x k plus 1 bar. Okay? And then you make the light search along this direction. Okay. So, and in the other algorithm, you just take the projection as the new unit, okay, without doing any line search along this direction. So I'm showing you both situations. So let's start from feasible directions. Okay. So this is yes. And where do we start from? Let's start from 2, once again from 2, 1. Oh no. I'm sorry. I told you something which is not true because I'm not doing it on the box. I'm doing it on the unit ball center. Oh, sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't realize. That the example is different. So, Okay. So,
I'm sorry.
I didn't remember it well, so
it's still a strictly convex quadratic function, but it is this one. Okay, so it is
x1 minus 2 whole squared plus x2 minus 1 squared,
and here we have
2 times this second term.
Okay, so this is the,
it's still a quadratic
function,
okay, strictly convex quadratic function, and we minimize it over the ball of center 0 in radius 1.
Okay, so sorry, it's not the very same example. Okay? So, for instance, let's start, oh, I'm sorry. Now, okay, you see, I selected a point outside the feasible region, and the algorithm doesn't work. Okay?
Started from here, through projection you obtain this point, from this point you once again obtain
the other, and so and so on. So the feasibility of the starting point is relevant. Okay, so let's do it once again, and let's start from, let's say, 0505. Okay, so
this is the starting point. Notice that the unconstrained minimum of this function is achieved at 2, 1. Okay, which is exactly the point I had chosen before, so the algorithm was doing crap. Because at that point, this is 0. Okay, so, and start from here, minus the gradient is this direction, I take a step, and I end up here. Okay, now I have to project on the feasible region, that is finding the point in the feasible region which is the nearest to this point. So it will be something like this.
No.
Okay. It's like this. Okay. Once again, the scale on the x and the y axis are different, so... Okay, this is the projection. So now I will take a step size satisfying the initial condition along this direction. Okay? Xk, where is that? This is the bar, x, the dash bar, and this is the current x. Okay, so you move along this direction.
Okay.
And it tells you that this point satisfies the initial condition, okay? T equal 1. Now, you take a gradient step from here.
The gradient step from here leads you
here, okay? So now, once again, you project, okay? This is the projection, and you will take a step. This was the point along this
direction. Okay, the example is terrible. Okay, I think it's better to rerun it starting from a different initial point. Let's say minus 1, 0 should do a better job. Okay, let's start the algorithm from here. Okay, I take gradient step,
and I end up here.
Okay.
Now I project
here. This is the projection, and then we take a step
along this direction.
Okay.
Current x bar, current x.
I will take a step here,
and I will end up here. This satisfies. I think it's c equal 1/2.
Okay.
Now this is my new point, so I will make a gradient step, which sends me here. Okay.
I'm projecting.
This is the projection, so I will make now an arbitrary step along this direction.
Okay. And it leads me here.
Okay.
And so on. Okay? Now the algorithm is running by itself.
And I end up somewhere here.
Okay? I don't know how long will it take to stop. Did it stop? Not yet. Okay, but we cannot appreciate the picture now because everything is happening here, around here. Okay? We are getting close to the solution. Did it stop? Not yet. Why? Okay. It did in 10 iterations. 9 iterations, sorry, considering that one is like 0. Okay? You could run the same just doing the projection. Okay? So I just run the projection. The algorithm which takes this as a new iteration. Okay? So it's no longer is this one. Okay? And I start from -1, 0 once again. Okay? This algorithm is simpler to describe because you are in a point, you take a gradient step, you project, this is the point. Okay? This is the new point, and you start again, take a gradient step, you project, and so on. Okay? Simpler. Okay.
This method requires much more work than the framework because whenever I'm making this projection, I'm solving an optimization problem. Okay? But this is one of the situations I described you as easy. Okay? Because making the projection on a sphere is just taking the center of the sphere, your current point, draw the line, which connects the two points and take the intersection with the border of the ball. Okay? But in general, it requires much more effort. You don't have a generally for one. I want to show you the projected gradient method on a nasty in a nasty situation. Okay. I still take the ball as the feasible region, the unit ball, but I want to minimize this function. Okay, this is the graph of the function. Okay? Okay, it has a mountain, a hole, here it's going down again.
Okay. Okay, let's say we do the fastest method. We don't take, we just take the projection and go on, okay? Without doing any line search along the direction. But yeah, could work, okay. And let's start once again from minus one, 0. Okay. So, first of all, do I have it? I'm showing you the function. How do you get those valleys and hills? You get them using. Exponential functions. Okay. I'm summing terms which are done this way. Okay. Each term is a sort of exponential or minus x1 minus p1 squared minus x2 minus p2 squared, where p1 and p2 are parameters, okay? And in the function, I sum up three terms like this, and I take one with a positive sign and two with negative sign. The one with the positive signs give me the mountain, the hill. Okay, the twos with negative signs give me the valleys. Okay, this is a way to generate this sort of function, which clearly are not convex. Okay, because you are doing strange things. And if we go back to our example, so these are the level curves. Red means high value. Light colors means lower value. So here we have the mountain, the hill. Here we have the first valley, and here we have another one. Okay. Notice that one of the valleys is inside the physical region. Okay. So I told to start from this point. Okay. So if I make a gradient step, I end up here, which is in the physical region. So I don't have to project. I start from there, I go here, once again I don't have to project. Okay, no projection, I'm sorry. And then the algorithms, now it gets out, so you get back. You're doing the projection for the first time, you're out again, you're doing the projection for, oh, you end up here, you end here, you end up here. Okay, and you are circling around here, okay? Notice that the point is inside the region, it is not on the border. So what do we know about the gradient at a local minimum point which is in the interior of the region? How is the gradient? Since in the interior, the constraint doesn't matter for local optimality, so the gradient has to be zero. Okay? Because all directions are feasible, so when you write the optimality condition, this becomes for all x. Okay? And this can happen if and only. This can happen if and only if, okay, write it in another way, times d for each d in a rank. So this requires the gradient to be zero. Okay? And notice that if the minimum point is inside the region, okay, in the end, the projected gradient method has to end up in the interior of the region, so the last steps must involve no upward projection, okay, because you are converging to the point here. Okay? So, is it still going on? Or did it stop? No, it did not stop, but I'm stopping it. I just wanted you to show that sometimes you don't need to run a real projection. Okay? Because you keep being in the region, and indeed in this situation you have to end up in the region after some iteration and never go out anymore because you have to converge to a point which is in the interior. Okay? Convergence here is very slow because we don't appreciate it anymore, but it's doing some sort of looping around these kind of points which are moving shortly towards the valley. Okay. What I want to show you is something different, which is okay. So I stopped it, and then we take a break. Let's change the starting point. Okay. Let's say I start from. Zero minus one. I mean, I'm starting from here. Okay? Gradient set takes me out, so I will go back in. Here, that is the new point. New gradient step, I'm out of the region, so I project. And so on. Okay? What's happening? Will I end up here? No, I will not end up here. I will end up somewhere here. Okay. See, if you remember the shape here, you have a hill, a valley, then you go up from the valley, and then you go down once again. I don't know how long will it take, but sooner or later it is going to stop. Okay? The function is not so... which is the stopping criterion I use in these algorithms? Is, well, we know that a point is stationary if and only the projection is the point itself. Okay? So, one reasonable criterion to stop is to consider the normal distance. Okay? If the stationary point is vector should be the zero vector. So you generally stop when this is below some threshold. Okay? Or minus 6. The point here is, well, from the picture it was clear that this point was a local minimum. Okay? What about the point here? Okay? The function is not convex, so the optimality condition here is necessary but not sufficient because f is not convex. Okay. When I stop, I approximately satisfy this. Okay. Let's say we are lucky and we get exactly the zero vector here. This condition is satisfied by this point. But is it a minimum or not? Okay? This is a question you generally don't have an answer for. Okay? You generally don't know. Okay? You could try to look at the picture, but it's not easy to understand. One thing you can check is
if this optimality condition is satisfied with greater rather than greater or equal whenever x is different from x bar. Okay? This becomes a sufficient condition for being a local minimum point. Okay? And so this is something you could try to check. Actually, you cannot check it numerically. You can check it by reasoning. And in this case, it is really so. So I can tell you that the point here is a local minimum because the function is getting up here, okay, in this along the border, but also here because it's getting up this way. I'll show you the picture once again, and then we stop. Okay. The point is somewhere here. Okay. So actually the function is going up this in this direction and in this direction too, but also when it's coming up from the valley. Okay. So in this case it is true, but generally it's a tough question to answer. Okay, I try to. Okay, the value of the function at this point is here. I try to run you can see it to draw the physical region at that level, and you don't see it. But here you find out that this is the function here is getting the lowest value because you can see the physical region, but really, I should zoom, and the quality of the image and of the projection is not enough. Okay, you see the point here. Here, actually, the function is going up, and here it's coming. And here is sorry, some up and it's coming down once again. So, but the message is, it is tough to check whether you ended up in a local minimum or a local maximum or something else. Okay, so if you don't have any question, we can take a break, 5 minutes, and then I'll show you an application.